This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma inna nahmaduka ala ni'amika al-azima wa ala ayika al-jaseema. Wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala sayyidina Muhammad al-Nabiyyi al-Amin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to share with you another beautiful tradition. This is our series, Illuminate Your Life. And today I have chosen a very, very important Hadith Qudsi, a sacred saying which is intended to uplift us spiritually. It's worthy of prolonged meditation and reflection, and we need to absorb and imbibe its lessons, inshallah. First, I will read the hadith in Arabic and then translate and explain some of the beautiful lessons from this hadith. Ya ibadi, inni harramtu al-zulma ala nafsi wa ja'altuhu baynakum muharraman fala tadhalamu. Ya ibadi, kullukum dhalun illa man hadaytuhu. فَاسْتَهْدُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ جَائِعٌ إِلَّا مَنْ أَطْعَمْتُهُ فَاسْتَطْعِمُونِي أُطْعِمُكُمْ يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ عَارٍ إِلَّا مَنْ كَسَوْتُهُ فَاسْتَوْسُونِي أَكْسُكُمْ يَا عِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ تَخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ يا عبادي إنكم لم تبلغوا ضري فتضروني ولم تبلغوا نفعي فتنفعوني يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملك شيئا يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد منكم ما نقص ذلك بملك شيئا يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في سعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل واحد مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر يا عبادي إنما هي أعمالكم محصيها لكم ثم أوفيكم إياها فمن وجد خيرا فليحمد الله ومن وجد غير ذلك فلا يلومن إلا نفسه الراوي أبو ذر الغفاري المصدر صحيح مسلم. On the authority of Abu Dhar al-Ghifari, we have mentioned him before, we have stated his status as one of the greatest companions of the Prophet. He narrates among the sayings that he relays from his Lord, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, among fima yarwihi, and the saying that he relates from his Lord is that he said, O my servants, I have forbidden oppression for myself and I have made it forbidden among you. So do not oppress one another. O my servants, all of you are astray, except those whom I have guided. So seek guidance from me, and I shall guide you. O my servants, all of you are hungry, except those whom I have fed. So seek food from me, and I shall feed you. O my servants, all of you are naked, except those whom I have clothed. So seek clothing from me, and I shall clothe you. O my servants, you commit sins by day and by night, and I forgive all sins. So seek forgiveness from me, and I shall forgive you. O my servants, you will not attain harming me so as to harm me, and you will not attain benefiting me so as to benefit me. O my servants, if the first of you and the last of you and the humans of you and the jinn of you were all as pious as the most pious heart of any individual among you, then this would not increase my kingdom an iota. O my servants, if the first of you and the last of you and the humans of you and the jinn of you were all as wicked as the most wicked heart of any individual amongst you, then this will not decrease my kingdom an iota. O my servants, if the first of you and the last of you and the humans of you and the jinn of you were all to stand together in one place and ask of me, and I were to give everyone what he requested, then that would not decrease what I possess, except what is decreased of the ocean when a needle is dipped into it. O my servants, it is but your deeds that I account for you and then recompense you for. So he who finds good, let him praise Allah, and he who finds other than that, let him blame no one but himself. The source is Sahih Muslim. This is a beautiful Hadith Qudsi, full of spiritual meanings and insights, and it speaks about the perfection and the beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to feel that sense of reverence and to show that we are all at the mercy. We are utterly dependent on our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is just, merciful, compassionate, and His treasures are inexhaustible. And He wants us to come back to Him and ask Him, beg Him for His mercy and forgiveness and guidance. This is a Hadith Qudsi narrated by Abu Dharr and reported by Muslim and others. What is a Hadith Qudsi? Literal meaning is a sacred saying. It's not an ordinary hadith, because an ordinary hadith is a report from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the statements, actions, or approvals of disapprovals of the Prophet. Hadith Qudsi is not a standard hadith like that, nor is it part of the Quran. Quran is al-wahyul matluv, a recited revelation. You should read it in the Salah, but Hadith Qudsi is not literal revelation, recited revelation. You don't read it in the prayer. So it's not a supreme miracle. Quran is a supreme miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what is the definition of it? It's a narration by the Prophet from Allah. The idea is revealed to him, inspired to him, either through Jibreel or Allah inspiring in his heart something. And the Prophet ﷺ uses his own words to convey that, what Allah has wanted him to say on his behalf. It deals with spiritual matters. And the intent is, the purport is, to uplift us spiritually. This is one of the great traditions, highly cherished by scholars. According to them, it distills the essential Islamic spiritual lessons and etiquettes, full of spiritual insight into the nature of the divinity in Islam and our connection with our Creator, our dependence on our Creator. Abu Idris Khawlani, who was his Tabi'i successor, who has transmitted this hadith from the famous companion Abu Dharr. Abu Dharr is the companion of the Prophet. Idris al-Khawlani reports it from Abu Dharr, and every time Abu Idris al-Khawlani used to narrate this hadith or transmit this hadith, out of deep reverence for it, he will kneel down to show that respect. Reverence for this hadith. In this hadith, Allah addresses His servants by calling, Ya Ibadi, O my servants. It's a term of endearment. It is repeated before every statement. Why? To teach us that Allah is all merciful towards His creation. And also it should teach us that all of the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of the laws of Sharia are solely for the benefit. It's a sign of divine mercy for our own salvation, for our own benefit. Allah is all perfect and all sufficient, self-sufficient. All of the creation are dependent on Him. The lessons, first lesson is Allah is just. Ya ibadi inni harramtu dhulma ala nafsi. O my servants, I have forbidden oppression for myself. I have committed that I will do no oppression. So Allah wants us to shun oppression. He doesn't tolerate oppression in any form, whether major or minor. So He wants us to refrain from oppression. And second thing is that guidance, Allah is the guide. And insofar as we are guided, it's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only thanks to the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to seek guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must do so. When Fatiha, we read every day 17 times a day. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Guide us on the straight path. So seek guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must also, we are taught to recognize that Allah is the provider. So we are hungry. It's Allah who feeds us. We are naked. It's Allah who hosts us. So seek provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah to provide for you. Ask Allah to clothe you. Ask Allah for all of your needs. So He wants us to seek provisions from Him, and He has assured us that He will provide for us. And another point is that all of human beings, kullu bani adam khata'un. The Prophet said, all of human beings are sinners. Because sin is ingrained in the human nature. So we are liable to make mistakes. This doesn't mean everybody will fornicate or commit adultery or commit theft. No, sins are, there are major sins and minor sins, outward and inward, sins of speech, sins of words, sins of action, sins of behavior, or sins, many, many types of sins. So no one can claim to be perfect, free from sins. So Allah wants us to know that never mind, you sinned. Allah is merciful. Allah is the forgiver. Allah is the acceptor of punishment. So there is no need. Even if you have committed sin, there is no need for us to lose hope, to despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants us to shun self-righteousness, to think that we are perfect, we are from free from sins. Is self-righteousness is a major sin in Islam. And Allah wants us to shun complacency. We need to be like Rasulullah, who was always turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking repentance, asking Allah for His mercy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ayyuhan nas, Astaghfirullah wa tubu ilayhi, fa inni atubu ilallahi fil yawmi mi'ata marra. O mankind, seek repentance and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask forgiveness of Allah and repent to Him 100 times a day. And then another point is Allah is almighty and glorious, and obedience of all of mankind. We cannot benefit Allah. We cannot harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's beyond. Our obedience or disobedience can neither add anything to the might and glory of Allah, nor take anything from the might and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another point Allah wants us to know is that Allah's treasures are inexhaustible. So He wants us to beg Him, to ask Him. And this picture he has given, if the first man and the last man, everyone in between that is born into this world, and all of jinn, from the first and the last, and everyone in between, were together somewhere and beg Allah, ask Allah, whatever they have in mind. And Allah were to give them everything they have asked for, it would not diminish anything from the inexhaustible treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except as much as a needle, how much a needle dipped in the ocean would diminish the water of the ocean. So it's a great point for us. We must always condition ourselves to beg Allah, to ask Him, وَسَأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, ask Allah from His bounty. Allah orders us to ask. So look at the generous one, look at the compassionate one. He's asking us out of His mercy. He doesn't need it, we need Him. So this is the important point that this hadith brings us to our mind, that we are dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By showing that dependence, expressing our reverence and dependence, acting like a child. You know, Jesus, peace be upon him, a reporter have saying, teaching his disciples, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is like a child, utterly dependent, helpless child, dependent on his mother. So this is the kind of attitude we need to have towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah then is concludes by saying that Allah is watching. Allah will reckon. We have to account for our actions. And if we find anything good in our record, we can only thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's because of the grace of Allah. But if we find anything bad, evil in our record, bad in our record, register with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, we should only blame ourselves for it. Finally, the hadith teaches that establishing justice and removal of oppression is one of the primary objectives of the Sharia. And we must start this process, removing oppression and injustice, should start from home, extend to the community, the country, and to the entire world. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.